Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sean Salisbury on the Sean Salisbury Show, aptly named, at Sports Talk 790, 6 to 10 a.m. in Houston. Sean, it's great to talk with you. And I guess let me start with this. It's 48 degrees here, cool, crisp fall day. And you tweeted out earlier today that a chicken pot pie, without a doubt, top 10 meal. Does it have to be home? It has to be homemade, right? Am I right about that?
Unless you're in college. You know, where you can get the frozen ones, and even every now and then I'll sneak into Central Market and grab those. Yes, but homemade, but a pot pie, regardless, with Frank's Red Hot or any kind of spice, like good hot sauce on it, on a cold day, it's kind of like chili, you know, chicken noodle soup, and not feeling well. To me, because I grew up with, this is going to sound crazy, but my family, we come from a blue collar family. We didn't have a lot of money, but we always had food on the table and love. I grew up on Spam. On Hamburger Helper, delivering fried potatoes smothered in onions and ketchup. Now, we'd have pizza and all that other stuff, but this, you know, that stuff was inexpensive, as was pot pies. And I, to this day, the proper pot pie, homemade, the rest of it with the proper spicy red hot on it, is a top 10 meal. Fresh white meat chicken in it. Oh, yeah, there's no question. And if you're going to at me, as the kids say, bring it, okay? Because I'm here waiting for it. I love pot pies, man. I like I said, it's been in my childhood and all the way up to adult, and I'll still, on a good day or a bad day, pot pies still rule for me. I love them.
Just don't rub that hot sauce in your eye like Coach Nolan did there, bud.
Been known to. My girlfriend had the mace, you know, on her keys, carry mace, and all of a sudden, so I'm in the elevator. I drop the mace, and you know how the stuff will kind of ooze outside. So I'm getting ready to go train a quarterback. And so it kind of flows. It gets on my fingertips, and I don't think about it. About 20 minutes later, I touch my eye, and both eyes just to, like, you know, in the corners like you do when you're out there. And I'm, for the next 25 minutes, I'm telling, I can't see. So I said, we're going to have to slow this training down, because I don't know where you're throwing it or what, but I can't see squat. So I know about that too. So dumb equal dumb, and I've been dumb more than once, but never again. So there you go.
Sean Salisbury is with us. Shawty, the Browns get a great victory this past weekend, come from behind late. Baker makes Mayfield maybe his best performance we've seen from him, well, at least in quite some time. Odell Beckham gets hurt first drive of the game, and then it becomes a shootout. What did you think of Baker Mayfield's performance this past weekend?
I think we're in for a fun, really competitive two quarterbacks for the next decade. And if their growth continues and they're healthy, don't misunderstand. I mean, you guys know, Chico, that I've been a Baker Mayfield. I've said the rest of these 10 games, it's going to be important for his future. And I've been a Baker Mayfield supporter since he came out, but I'm also don't believe he's above criticism. But this was, now when people say this was his magic moment, it is, because it's the NFL. It's hard to win. Doesn't matter if it's Cincinnati. Now the naysayers are going to say, we'll do it against Pittsburgh and Baltimore. We know the narrative that's going to come down, and people are going to say, and I get it, But I'll take him any way I can get him. They're hard to come by. I thought he was fantastic. He's been incredible in the red zone since he's been in the league. And he's been excellent in the red zone. Again, protects the football. But, again, it's when you push his back to the wall, maybe he needs to have this feeling every week, because when you back him into a corner, he seems to fight his way out. He's always done that. And we're lucky, because between – now, people that are watching, whether it's the division or nationally, the dude in Cincinnati – getting his brains beat in and still battling. We got one hell of a quarterback division, depending on how long Ben stays there. Because with Lamar and these two cats, and if they continue to develop and Ben's, you know, veteran part of it, we're in for a good run. I loved what Mayfield did. His throws after a slow start, and that's a sign of a good player, that he doesn't let bad starts fester. You know, he threw 0 for 5 to start, and then goes on a roll. And that's the Baker Mayfield accuracy that I saw at Oklahoma throwing into windows, and you know they get tighter in the NFL, but his throw down there for the win, his throw on the last drive, when Burrow let him down to score, you're thinking, okay, and we seem to see it a lot. You don't need 2 minutes with these dudes in the NFL anymore. You need about 40 seconds. You need a minute and 10, because all over the league, these quarterbacks are so good. They get so many plays in such a short period of time. I was impressed, and like I said, I don't ever diminish a guy's performance. Regardless of the competition, it gets tougher when it's better defenses, I know, but Baker's proven that when you back him into a corner, he fights back. Now he's got to fight back and do it consistently and put them together, string them together against good teams, because I said this is a playoff team, I believe it, but it was a fun game to watch and intense game to watch, and I loved the way he battled, and he was as accurate as could be, and he's protecting the football in the red zone, and he made some fantastic throws under duress, and I loved what I saw last week.
So, Sean, okay, that is definitely one school of thought with Baker, that backed against the wall, he's going to come out and he's going to perform. The other school of thought, and it's certainly gotten a lot of heat over the last couple of days, is that, well, Odell Beckham Jr. goes out. Now, anyone in their right mind who wants to say that the Browns are better without Odell is an idiot, in my opinion. But you played the quarterback position. You played it for a while. Is there something to maybe Baker is more comfortable if he's not overly concerned with making sure 13 is happy? Is that possible?
Yeah, of course it's possible. I think at times it can be probable. And you're exactly right. Listen. When Hopkins here in Houston got traded, now everybody still thinks it's an asinine trade, but there was some school of thought that, and some people said, well, Deshaun Watson's going to get better because he's not focused under duress, even when it's 2-on-1, that we all have a crutch we lean on as quarterbacks. Everybody does. Or there's a guy, yeah, Chris Carter wanted the ball. He was always open. Just ask him. And I kid, because Chris was. I mean, you're an idiot if you drop back and you don't throw it to him on 3rd and 5 and get him the football. But sometimes they do cover or double team, and you've got to be able to spread your wings and see the field. And it's easy for young and veteran quarterbacks alike to trust some guy too much, whether he tells you he's open, whether he is open, whether he's a guy who's a louder voice and a very talented. Yeah, no, they're not better without Odell Beckham. Let's face facts. He's one of the star talents in the league and a wonderful player. But there can be something to a quarterback. Now, you'd have to ask Baker this, and we'll see how he responds, that you now know that your crutch that you lean on, or that is a guy that you talk to and spend a lot of time with and believe in, and now say, well, okay, now I've got to widen my, you know, my bases. I got to widen my base. I got to make sure that everybody's included, because I don't have that guy to lean on. Yeah, there's something to it. There can be. Now, great players. Look at Deshaun Watson. His offense, even though they're not winning, he's one of the top 5 yards guys in the league. He's throwing it and he's spreading it around and getting it to him. We'd still like Hopkins here. You'd still like Beckham on the field, because Beckham's presence alone changes the way defense plays. They just do, because you're afraid to death of his run after the catch. You're scared to death he's going to run by you, and he's an explosive talent. So they're not better, but I'll tell you what, a quarterback can actually learn to see more when the one guy that you lean on is not there, because a lot of times we lean on that guy when it's covered, when they're doubling him, and in 3rd and 5, 3rd and 12, you lean on a guy you believe will go get the football for you. And sometimes, even when he's covered and you shouldn't throw it there, you do. Maybe this will help him expand his game. So I don't ever believe losing a great player makes you a better football player, but I do believe if you're a wise one you learn how to actually see coverage instead of player. And quarterback's job is to feel rush, see coverage, throw the ball to windows, and not choose your favorite player depending on just because he's somebody you can lean on. You've got to throw to the open guy. Sounds so elementary, but not everybody does it. Hopefully Baker will expand that, and it looked like he was willing to do that last week, and we'll see it as they continue to move forward.
Sean, the Browns' defense is not good. I mean, they do a good job of getting some takeaways here early in this season, but the defense giving up a ton of points, ton of yards. There was one punt in the game this past Sunday. That was by Cleveland. So I'm guessing there are going to be a lot of shootouts as we go throughout the rest of the season. Myles Garrett's getting double-teamed and triple-teamed, and, yeah, he makes some plays when he gets those opportunities. My question is, if you're the Browns, would you go out and try to trade for another pass rusher at the deadline here? Would you?
Yes. Okay. And maybe a receiver, too. I don't know if they've done anything in the last couple hours since I've been off the air, but I actually thought the Browns would call for, like, Cooks or the Kenny Stills or Will Fuller or Randall Cobb, a plethora of them here, honestly, with contracts and money and all the money the Texans are spending. I did. I said, well, they're just going to go get another weapon. And I also said, well, what about J.J. Watt? Well, you said Seattle. Well, they traded for Dunlap. And, yeah, I do. I actually do. And to backtrack a little bit, Dustin, look around the league, man. And so when Browns fans are frustrated, I don't who's playing defense other than a handful of teams, in truth. Seattle. They were widely believed as the best team in the league by many, or at least a top three team. They can't rush a passer to save their life, and they can't cover me and you and Chico. And they're a team that's a Super Bowl caliber team. So it's almost like you just got to be, you got to exist. You got to hold teams to 3 and 4 touchdowns. If you can hold good teams to 24 points, you expect that Kansas City, Tampa, Cleveland, a top offense. The Seattle, they're going to score. The Rams, teams are scoring, man, and they're scoring at Pittsburgh. So I'm not real sure who's going to stop somebody when you get to a shootout, but you better have the offensive cats that can do it. But, yeah, if it was me, because when it gets right down to it late, you're going to run into two teams that can score, and it's going to take one or two stops is all, or that one huge sack that Bosa and San Francisco can get when healthy, or that Myles Garrett can get when all of a sudden you got another guy, you can't double him, boom, strip sack, fumble, game changes. That's what we're looking for defense now. We ain't got steel curtain defense. We don't have the 2000 Baltimore Ravens in this league. There's good ones. Pittsburgh's good. There's some good defenses. And Denny Green always used to tell us, I don't care how many yards you give up. They can throw for 800 yards. If they don't get into the end zone and we force turnovers, we're going to win most of our games. So, yes, while you love defense and with something we all complain about, I'm with you. I'm in a city right now, a state, where between the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys, they couldn't play Friday Night Lights defense, okay? They couldn't stop Katy High School in South Lake Carroll. So I get it, but I'm just telling you right now, if your offense can hang 30, you're in every game. You will be in every friggin' game. So, but I'd have called this team right here and said, we'll give you a third rounder, see what they do, push it to a second rounder. Because J.J. Watt, while not the same guy, both of them would even be better. Because if you double one, the other one's going to take over. You're damn right I would. I would go after somebody because it's rare that you get to be in these positions, and Cleveland knows this, where one player or two player can make a difference. That's not usually the case on a roster, but teams, Antonio Brown to Tampa, Dunlap to Seattle, somebody to Cleveland. You're looking at these type of teams that it takes, well, look what Kansas City decided. They decided, well, we'll go out and get another running back because we think that Le'Veon Bell can make a difference. So some of these teams are one dude away, and Cleveland may be a couple away from legitimately being able to compete in the division, even though some people don't think they're with the big boys yet, but their record says they are, so we'll see.
Sean Salisbury, Sports Talk 790. Sean, we'll get you out of here with this quickly. About a minute left. Quick handicap on Pittsburgh-Baltimore. Who you got?
I think actually Pittsburgh's the most complete team on both sides of the ball. I don't know if they're the best team because if everybody's playing their best, they still lean towards Kansas City probably. I actually think Pittsburgh can take Lamar Jackson and contain him a bit. I do. I'm taking Pittsburgh. I think their defense is playing well. Baltimore's nasty as well. It's going to be black and blue, and people are going to get beat up, and we better have a good supply of body bags. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh defense will get the stop they need, and Pittsburgh's offense can score against anybody and run after the catch. I like the way they're playing. I'll go Pittsburgh in a close one.
Sean, great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate it. Glad I was able to sit in on this Wednesday, and we'll do it with you again next week. Thanks, bud.
Chico, I appreciate it. Dustin, always a pleasure, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Shawnee.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.